Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome all of our beautiful goddesses out there and all of our handsome, strong gods out there.
Hello, everybody.
And everybody on Facebook
yes.
over here. Let me get the other Facebook going and we'll go into it. This is Anaswara Erica.
And Maine Minx.
And we are
Goddess Talk.
Goddess Talk. Of course, minus one, Leia is taking care of a sick baby at home who has an eye scratch and possible eye infection. So we are sending all of our love and prayers out to her right now.
Yes.
And Big is her baby. So let's talk about what's going on. What's going on? What's been going on this week? What's going on with the moon?
Well, today's the first quarter of the moon, so it's just making sure that intentions are still being put out there for full moon building. Any energy you want to build, you're going to feel it building. So that's what you want to capitalize on. Making sure your intentions are clear and you stay focused, stay true, don't get disheartened about anything. As far as what's going on, I got a massive order of herbs that just made me very, 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 very happy.
Yes.
As I was opening each one of them up, they smelled amazing. And I actually messaged you. I was like, I'm euphoric right now.
Yeah, my frankincense, huh?
No, that was actually my Saigon cinnamon.
Yeah.
But, yes, frankincense like this for really, really reasonably priced. So now it's working on recipes for cell jars and our blessing bottles, as well as the scrubs. And we ordered a bunch of jars for salt scrubs, bath salts, all those fun flavors that'll be coming out in the next couple weeks.
Yes, so. You've got pumpkin spice.
You're
going to try and do pumpkin spice?
Well, I haven't had a lot of, I have some people that love pumpkin spice that I will do pumpkin spice for, but I'm actually going to try a new twist and do an apple spice because apple is actually the food of knowledge. And if you cut an apple in half this way,
right,
you get the star, which is the five elements. It's kind of the food of knowledge. It's a very reverent thing. So I'm going to try doing an apple spice for fall.
I hear apricot too.
I haven't heard of that, but that might be something to try. I like apricots. So
yeah.
I don't mind that.
I don't know. Apricot and rose? I'm seeing it.
I know I have one with rose and lang lang coming. So
yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And sandalwood. So that'll be really good.
Good, good, good. And I don't really have very much going on this week. So.
No, but you're going to be busting it out in the end of September, beginning of October?
No, it's end of October that I have intuitive development. But then, sorry, guys, over here. I'm trying to manage too many things at one time. if I'm not looking directly at you, it's because I'm running all different things here.
We're freestyling tonight.
Yes.
It's just a freestyle Monday type of thing going on.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. Where did all my stuff go? Oh, no.
The gremlins are here. The fairies.
The fairies are out and they're playing.
Yes.
They hid my keys the other day.
Yeah, they did.
They hid something else. I don't remember what it is, but
they keep on misplacing everything in my house.
Yeah. I was like, I looked in that bag three times and they weren't there. And then finally on the fourth time it was there.
It was actually quite interesting. I told somebody that the fairies are playing tricks on me and he looked at me like, do what? Like, what is this thing? I said, it's a fairy thing. Just go with it.
Yeah, it totally is a fairy thing. So, and also, I want to get back into what we were talking about last time because we had the solar eclipse at that time.
Yes.
And the vibration of that. And, you know, women have been feeling it more than men. There's still, I want to call them like aftershocks that are happening. There's now... Amma had mentioned that there's going to be world issues, and that's already starting with the hurricane that's happening down in Texas.
I wanted to send out some positive vibes and love to everybody out there. I hope that you guys are safe and hunkered down in there, and hopefully it'll all be over soon, and you guys will be able to breathe a little easier.
Yeah.
So our thoughts and prayers are with you guys.
Yeah, there's so much stuff happening. There's you know, even our storm that we have coming in, it's a tropical depression. I was out of cable. My cable was down all day today.
So I know I had issues with mine, so
yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it. And when I went out this morning, there was accidents everywhere. It was like, and the rain and wind hadn't even hit yet, and people still don't realize.
It's been crazy, and I do think it is repercussions of vibration, new vibration, and I do want to get into talking about how vibration and energy works, not necessarily tonight, but in our future shows, Enlighten and Empower. So those of you who are with us on Monday nights, we are going to be taking Goddess Talk and moving it to the second Monday of every month. And we're going to be talking about the Goddess Box and how to set up the altar and the goddess that is chosen for that month and what have you. On Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, Maiden Migs and I will be doing Enlighten and Empower, which is an open forum. We are not going to have necessarily a set agenda. We're just going to get on and we're going to start talking and we're going to take calls and we're going to do all kinds of fun things. And we're going to be really focusing in on the energy and the energy properties of it all. So we want you to tune in. If you have not seen our ads for that, then there's a lot you're missing.
I love the ad. I can't stop watching the ad.
and I'm going to put that up. I did shorten it. I did take out a couple things. I've been playing with it. I didn't post it yet.
That's how much I love it. Because we have a friendly face that you're missing it.
But
I'm sure whatever you do is fine.
We'll work on it. I mean, I'm working on it just so that it's not, too much there.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty much what we're working on. And so not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, which is what?
The fifth. Which is also the full moon.
That's when we're going to be going live at 9:00. So just be aware of that. And like I said, just stay tuned to everything that's happening and going on right now.
Yeah.
Enlighten and Empower through the Spiritual Radio Network. And that's how you can always contact us. Let's see. Okay. So, September Goddess Boxes are going out. If you're not aware of what our Goddess Boxes are.
Our Goddess Boxes are a monthly subscription of showcasing of a specific goddess for the month, chosen by our lovely Leia. It features a salt scrub, a manifestation oil, our meditation oil, incense, candle. The incense and candle are both full-sized items and a nice, beautiful stone. We also do affirmation bracelets or energy bracelets, I want to say. This month, it's the energy, it's sea glass, and it's a fish because Yamanya is an ocean goddess and a mermaid. And then, of course, you get a beautiful card with the mantra, the affirmation, and message.
The message, yeah, that she had for you.
Remember that trifecta.
So. September's goddess is Yamanya, and her message basically is about surrendering and asking for assistance. So it's a vibration that's out there where sometimes it's hard to ask for help. And it's really important that in our times of need, we do that.
Right.
You know,
you cannot be afraid to ask for help.
You can't be afraid to ask for help, and you just need to ask for assistance and surrender. That's a big thing. You know, we want to take control all the time. We want to say, okay, I know what I'm doing. And there are times when we don't know what we're doing. And it's important that we just stop and know that, you know, however we're asking for help, however we're asking for assistance, you know, look at Texas. Texas is reaching out and asking for help. And they're asking for help in a much different way than most of us would be.
Mm-hmm.
But with back to school, not all families have
their school supplies
or the money to provide, you know, and it's okay. Reach out and say, can you help me? You know, let go, release your pride and just ask for help. Her message is come to me with your cares, your sorrows, when you are happy and when you are afraid. Come to me when you need renewal and recharge. Just surrender to me, Mother Ocean, and let me wash away your stress. Let me nurture you and birth you anew when you let go and give in over all to me. So over here, and I'll move this camera over to our beautiful altar here if I can. I'm wrapped up on something. Okay. So we've got Yemenya, we've got the altar all set up. She comes with a candle. She comes with incense. She comes with the goddess salt scrub and the oil and the stone and the bracelet, which is all there. The card was designed by me. I did the research on the goddess, and I looked up her message, and I provided an affirmation with it as well. And so the affirmation is, things always work out for me when I relax and let go.
Right.
So let's talk about affirmations. So we have the goddess, and it's, and I really want everybody to understand that it's not that we're bowing down to the goddess or that we're praying to the goddess. It's about asking for that energy of that goddess to be within us.
Right.
To find that strength, to find that power. And so an affirmation would be something that we say to ourselves throughout the day. Okay. Things always work out for me when I relax and let go. The magic number is 3. Say it 3 times, at least in a row. You know, from the time you wake up, if there's something stressful going on throughout the day, things always work out for me when I relax and let go. You know, and breathe through that. An affirmation is very close to a mantra. Mantra is something that you would chant over and over again, so it would be an affirmation. The mantra is, everything is as it should be. This obstacle simply is part of my path. So however you choose, you can say them in combination with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can use them just, you know, when you find, since like attracts like, you know, you're bound to find somebody in your path that day that's going through an issue.
Probably very similar.
Very similar, or it doesn't even have to be as similar, but the message would be the same. Things always work out. They always work out in your behalf.
This is true.
You know,
I can actually kind of speak to
that. And everything is as it should be. And this obstacle that's happening right now, because you have a friend who's talking to you about something, obviously, you know, is simply part of your path.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, whether we're reaching out and asking for moral support, or we're reaching out and asking for an item, you know, don't be afraid to do that. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into sodalite?
I sure can. The stone that comes with Yemenya is sodalite. It's a stone of logic, rationality, and efficiency. It is helpful for working groups and stimulates thought. Sodalite is a stone that is good for healing, breaches, and communication. And as a stone of truth, it brings this to all communications. It's called a poet's stone.
Yes. So sodalite is blue, and it has white lines in it. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely a gorgeous stone. It's it also works with the throat chakra, so it's about helping, asking, releasing.
Yes.
Releasing that for you.
It also has a candle. It's a problem-solving candle. This fragrance is a honey and honeysuckle.
Yes.
It says, I go deep within to seek the answers that solve my problems. I awaken with renewed direction.
And that little card, that little piece of paper will come with it that will have all of this information on it, by the way.
Yes.
The incense, we should be burning. Let's burn some incense.
Oh, I thought we were. You lit the candle.
I lit the candle, and then we ran close to time, and yeah.
It's all the electronics. All the different Facebook lives.
Exactly.
We're on radio.
Yeah.
It's just, again, we're just, woo, speed up my salt scrub. I love you.
Yeah, your salt scrub and your oil.
That's how durable it is.
Yes. Well, I didn't want to blow it out. It's rude to blow. Did you know that it's rude to blow out candles?
Really?
Yeah, the candle, it, mm-hmm, in its energy itself, or fire, rather, mm-hmm, finds it rude. It's like,
really,
blowing on somebody.
Huh.
So you're never supposed to blow them out, even though we do.
Yes.
I admit I do it too. But if you wave air at it like that, it should put them out. Or a snuffer.
Well, I just got one of those.
Yeah,
and I
did.
Use it very regularly.
Yeah. So it's okay to snuff it out, but it's not okay to blow it out.
Yes.
So there you go.
Back in the day, I used to be one of those power people that would lick my fingers and try, uh-huh, to put it out. I don't do that anymore, and I don't advise anybody else to do that. But
I play
back
with
in
fire,
the day.
Too.
Well, I run my hands through fire, but
yeah,
I don't advise anybody to do that portion of it, you know.
Yeah.
So. The affirmation bracelet, again, is sea glass and a fish, because Yemenya is a mermaid and she is the goddess of the sea.
Yes.
There's many actually goddesses of the sea, but she is, if in the Brazilian culture, she is the mother of the sea.
Yeah.
It's
the reminder, actually, and in a lot of the classes that I teach, if it is an affirmation, if it is something that you have to remember, breathing is one of the big things. You know, get a bracelet, put it on your wrist. Every time you look at it, take a breath.
Right.
So this bracelet, handmade, is also a reminder that every time you look at it, say your affirmation or be reminded of what, you know, the goddess is representing to ask
right.
for help.
Right.
You know, it's okay.
Ask her. Hold your bracelet and ask her.
The incense that we're burning is sandalwood or sandal.
Smells very nice.
Breathing in the aromatic smoke from this from a sandal incense stick can help to lift melancholy and promote restful sleep. It subdues aggression and irritability, and it promotes compassion and openness and enhances meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So, open the mind.
And then we also have the Inner Goddess Salt Scrub, which actually is kind of, it has elements of the sea in it. I feel like there's a very cleansing element to the sea. And if you notice, a lot of goddesses have affiliation to the sea.
Yeah.
So there is that slight little sea twist to it. It is made of Monera dead sea salt, which is a beautiful thing for the skin. It has Valencia orange peel, peppermint leaves, and jojoba oil. And it also has the essential oils of sweet orange and peppermint.
And it smells so nice.
I've been smelling on it because I've been making jars up, and I keep on smelling it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it smells so good.
And after a bath, I mean, whether you put it in your bath or you're in the shower and you're scrubbing your skin with it, there's the tingling from the peppermint, there's the coolness that when you get out,
mm-hmm.
But just the smell of the spiciness almost with the sweet orange and the minty. Oh my goodness. And it invokes the goddess within, right?
It's derived from a goddess bath that I had done some research on and had actually taken myself. It is a little bit difficult because I'm 6 foot and sitting into a bathtub is not the easiest thing for me, but I did it. And it's a beautiful thing because what it is, you take peppermint leaves, you take your bath, you get cleaned off, but then you take another, you fill the tub up again, you put peppermint leaves and Valencia orange in the bath with you, and you just rub it on your skin and let it infuse. And so for those people that, and even myself, that I don't always have I have the mint because it's in my garden, but if you don't always have oranges or anything like that, then this is made so that you can have that feeling anytime.
And this is a nice size.
It's 1.5 ounces.
1.5 ounces. So this is actually good for one bath. Or a couple showers,
yes.
You know, as you go through. And you said not to rinse it off, right?
Right. When you go into your shower, your bath, you let that soak. Don't dry off. Put on house dress, put on a big T-shirt, something comfy. Don't dry off, because what you're doing is you're letting that oil completely infuse into your skin. And if you think about it, I mean, just you can picture yourself coming out of the sea or coming out of another watering hole, waterfall,
yeah.
Whatever. You don't necessarily dry off. You just kind of just sit there in its glory and just absorb that energy. So
yeah.
That's what that's going to affect.
And it takes 20 minutes for essential oils to get into the limbic system,
yeah.
Which means that 20 minutes for it to get into the bloodstream and start to work and do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So just remember that. You know, things, I mean, as you're standing there, the aroma itself is going to hit you first.
It's going to be a little intoxicating.
Yeah. And because I have a rose one that she made for me that,
I
love the rose. I love the rose. And it's actually a sugar.
That one's a sugar scrub.
Right.
We're actually, after some thought and consideration, I am going to move it all to the salt scrub because this salt is so good for the skin and the body.
And detox.
That it detoxes the skin. It helps with psoriasis, eczema, a lot of other skin disorders that I felt that will make it a healing type of bath all the way around. So it'll be salt scrub and bath salts instead of sugar scrub. So
well, you could do sugar scrub for special occasions, maybe.
Yeah. I still have some made. I still have rose in my witch's closet.
Not that it's any different. Salt is a little bit finer.
Mm-hmm.
Than sugar, and it just has a different texture, but it does the same thing. It takes off the dead skin from your body, and it leaves at least it's so soft and so just gentle, you know, elbows, knees, ankles, you know,
your
those
feet,
kinds of things.
All
the air is
going
to kick on, so I apologize for that. It's going to sound like a wind tunnel for a moment.
And then we have the the goddess oil, which Yemenia's mix is going to be, it's lavender, lily of the valley, with hints of ocean, cucumber, and mint.
Fresh.
Yes, very fresh. It's actually her mix with a little couple tweaks to it to make it more of our own to help invoke that goddess. You apply it to your pulse points. You can apply it to your third eye. For her, even your throat chakra.
Yeah.
Apply it to your throat and it, you know,
behind
that will
your
help.
Ears,
behind
your wrist,
your ears,
your
any of the tender
your
skin on your
yeah.
body. The more tender the skin, the quicker the absorption rate. So.
Right. So what the Goddess Box does for you is, besides the fact that it provides all of these elements for you, is that when you have a Goddess Box subscription, every month automatically it's sent to you, the Goddess of the Month, with the different stone, the different incense, the different candle, the different card, and the different pulse point meditation oil. And it's just about sitting down, going back into meditation, asking to be able to speak and ask for things, and opening yourself up and living as the goddess you are. You know, we are all women are feminine. All women are goddesses. Not all women are feminine. That's not true. But we're all goddesses in our own right. And it's important that we live.
It's important to embrace your own goddess, your inner goddess of who we all are.
Right. And, you know, wash away the corporate workings that we do every day, and wash away, you know, the family, and just be that woman and be able to go back to the divine.
Right.
And centering yourself in the divine. There's always more if you wanted to order more of the salt scrub or more larger vials of oil or more candles, you contact us and we will get you all set up with that and we can send those out to you. So that's what buying into the subscription is. Now, you're gonna want to go to mygoddessliving.com or through Prasad Healing. It will redirect you over to My Goddess Living and you're going to want to sign up there. And tonight, we're giving away a box.
Yes, we are.
So you got to stay tuned to find out how you can receive your own box for free. We're going to ship it out to you for free. And then you will be all ready for September.
Yes. I can't believe September is on Friday.
I know.
It's my fur baby's birthday.
Oh.
My Luna. I love her.
Luna says Virgo too. Oh.
Yes.
You're surrounded by them.
I am. Oh, my gosh. But I love her.
No problem. No wonder she's as neurotic as she is.
She has her moments.
Yeah.
She's definitely. Yeah. Although she's a quiet one. You should see her around Crazy Pants. Crazy Pants jumps all over.
Yeah.
That's a whole new ballgame. I don't know.
Well, I live with two Cancers and a Libra.
I live with an Aries, a Virgo, and I don't know what Kitty Cat is. He's just a mind. Awesome.
Yeah.
And Celine, I think, was 2 months ago. Ballparkish.
Okay. That would be Cancer then.
Yeah. So that's what I say.
Yeah,
with.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a little tiny 8-pound crab and I've got a 15-year-old crab. that are downstairs. And it's funny because Olive, she's very social, whereas Thomas is not. So
no. But that's crab and the turtle in him.
Yes, that is totally. He's definitely ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little bit about what's going on in the world. I get a lot of questions, you know, like between politics, which I'm not getting into, but we'll talk about vibration and weather. Mm-hmm. So, right now we have a tropical depression that's headed up this way, which is going to hit us really early in the morning and go through the rest of the day and then kind of waver out. And then we've got the hurricane that's down in Texas. And so what is happening? Why is this happening? Well, it could be vibrational reflux to the to the solar eclipse. But Mother Nature really knows how to take care of things.
Right.
And when you allow Mother Nature to do what it is that she is supposed to be doing and not questioning it, you start to understand the pattern.
Right. And it's not that we're saying that, you know, because God forbid I don't, you know, down there, I want all those people to be safe and secure. But it's just one of those things that Mother Nature is doing what she needs to do to clean out the energy. And that as long as everybody can stay as safe as they can and take
right.
shelter where they need to, then that's what she's doing. It's not
a personal thing. It's not something that
no.
we're personally attacking Texas by all means. No. Same with earthquakes, same with
right.
whatever. It's to change the vibration. And when, you know, whether it's usually to just uplift people. And I mean, we can look at Hurricane Matthew, which was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Hurricane Matthew hit the Bahamas, then it cleared through Florida, then it cleared out Georgia, and then it came up through South Carolina, and it finally hit us, and it went into Virginia a little bit, and then it went off. And what happened was communities, and I can speak here in North Carolina, that communities came together.
Right.
Okay.
It brings people together.
It brings people together. It stops this craziness of what's happening. I mean, hell, we're talking about KKK coming back again and all this other stuff that's happening. And, you know, there's vibration out there that just needs to be changed. And so when we look at things and we see what's happening in our world, you know, the vibration needs to change. If we're not going to change it, it's going to get changed for us. And it's going to cause us to come together and really work unitedly.
Right. It's going to bring humanity back together.
Right. So we can look at these events as horrible things that we have no control over,
right.
or we can ride the wave.
Right. And it's not, again, we're not trying to make it any bad out of anything.
Right.
It's basically you're going with the flow, which is kind of Yemenya's message.
Yeah.
You go with the flow. You don't fight against the tide. You don't fight against the current.
Right.
But in that respect, it's you have to weather the storm. You have to, you know, be smart. You know, you have to seek shelter. You have to make sure you're prepared. Whatever you may have to do, be cautious, be prepared, do what you have to do to get out of harm's way.
Right.
That sort of situation. You know what I mean?
Right. And as the result of that, I mean, yes, homes are lost right now. People have died. And we are sending as much love and energy out there to those individuals who are hurting. But know that the vibration of everything around you is going to start to shift and change.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of people out there. I mean, how Red Cross has been getting ready for 2 weeks now. When they saw it coming, they were preparing trucks. And it's okay to rely on other people and come together and know that, you know, whether it be the color of our skin or our nationality, doesn't make us any different.
No, we're all people.
We're all people. And most of us here are mixed with something anyways, you know, whether you're a European mix that has found its way over here or you're just a cultural mix within the United States. Of all different nationalities, we're all the same anyways. We're all living human. We're all human and we're all vibrational. So the way that there's certain things that we can do, we can chant, we can extend our love. And it's not just about saying that, it's actually about, you know, projecting heart vibration out to the loved ones. But, in Hinduism, which is my, choice of, I don't want to call it religion, but way of life.
Good substitute.
Yeah, good substitute. My way of life is through Hinduism, and the understanding of Hinduism is there's a beautiful chant, Loka Samasta Sukhinu Bhavantu. And when we chant that, it literally means may all beings on earth be happy. But the vibration of it is the calming. And I know that right before storms hit or we – you know, things that tsunamis, things that we can see coming off, tornadoes, if there are groups of people that get together and it doesn't matter how far away they are, they designate a time and they say, okay, for 5 minutes, we're going to chant, or for an hour, we're going to chant, Loka Samasta Sukhinu Bhavantu. what it does is it sends out a vibration of ease.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we can go back and forth, or not back and forth, but we can always go back to these things that we've been learning for over the past 3 months here. You know, in Buddhism, there's always going to be suffering in the world.
Right.
That's Buddhist teaching. That's number one. You know, and suffering is brought on by attachment. And attachment is created in the mind. You know, and those three, there's four noble truths, but the fourth one is that the pain can be alleviated by the Eightfold Path, and then you have to go through the Eightfold Path. But regardless, the truth is that there is always going to be suffering, but we can alleviate vibration, you know, and just getting together, even if it's just you by yourself. And I remember when several months ago when Syria was having their horrible chemical war, they were hit with a chemical bomb or something like this, and I don't remember, and, you know, thousands were dying. A friend of mine came over, Katie, and we set up three candles for the three stars in Syria. I printed out a picture of the flag, and we put three candles on the three stars, and for a good 45 minutes, that's all we did was chant. You know, we directed our attention to Syria, and just Loka Samasta Sukhinu Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhinu Bhavantu. And Amma always says, you know, even if you're not doing it with your heart, there's always a result. You know, if you accidentally turn on the light in the middle of the night, the light still came on, even though it was an accident.
That is true.
You know, but it does help when your heart is in it and you designate some time to do that. And trust me, that comes back to you, because chanting works both ways. When you chant, it comes from you, but it comes to you at the same time. So,
yeah.
So you've got that going out, and, you know, just all the loka samasta sukhinu bhavantu, let's send that message out there and calm the world.
Very beautiful message.
What else do we got? Oh, I forgot to mention in the goddess box this month, there are bonus gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They are secret bonus gifts. So something that hasn't been done yet. And I can't tell you because they're secret. So you have to order the box to get them. And it's only...
And now only in a blonde moment, you can't tell me because we're live everywhere.
Yes. So we've got a couple... we have a couple things going out as a bonus surprise in there. And so only subscribers will get the bonus gift that's in there. So, and we're hoping that we can provide, you know, little gifts here and there, you know, in addition to the main pieces of the box.
Yeah,
because we want to get that out there too. Because we love you guys and we love our boxes, and there are more boxes to come.
Mm-hmm.
We have more. We're developing more. We're developing different types of boxes, so that it's gonna fit everywhere to all different kinds. I'm just going over my notes here.
Full moon is next week.
Yes.
So for everybody, for the full moon, you want to make sure that you have your release spells ready, or release, you know, not necessarily spell, but ritual,
right.
I guess you can say.
Make your list.
Sorry, hedge, it's a spell thing.
Mm-hmm.
So get your release list ready, so you can release whatever hasn't suited you this past month, anything that's really, that you can pull off the top of your head. I know there's been a couple things that... It's like, oh, I need to make sure I release that this month. That's come into play with me even just the past couple of days. That's residual, that's sticking.
Right.
So have those ready. Have your forgiveness list ready and your gratitude. And this way, when you do those three things, it helps you to clear out that energy. It's almost like you spring clean and fall clean your house. You're going to spring clean and fall clean your soul.
And I do advise you to go through your closets right now as you're putting away your summer clothes. And pulling out the colder winter fall clothes,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't worn it in a year or two, give it to somebody who can use it.
Yep.
You know what? Send it to Texas.
Yes. There you go.
You know, let's make boxes that we can send to Texas. Every bit helps.
Yes.
You know, if it doesn't fit you anymore, if you're not going to get into it, I know that this weekend, and it started on Friday, I was on a cleaning spree. And I could not stop, and that's generally what happens with me. I start cleaning, and I can't stop. And then the universe decided that it was going to throw a wrench in my plans and tell me to stop.
Well, that's what's his way to tell you to slow down. It doesn't have to be all done right then.
Yes, but you know me.
It's a Virgo thing, I know.
It definitely is a Virgo thing. And so I was laid up yesterday because my back was killing me, and I've been aching, moving, crawling around, relying on my son, asking my son for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't do it, but I did get some of the stuff done that I wanted to. I cleaned out his closet and I cleaned out my closet and I got the Swiffer thing out, and I have vaulted ceilings, so I have to use a long pole and get all the cobwebs that were hanging out, and I did some laundry, but that's all of it. There's a whole bunch of other things that I had planned, but I guess it's going to have to wait until my back is better.
There you go.
Out there. So clean out your closets, invite the new vibration in, the new energy in.
If you can, open your windows.
Yes.
Sage through to clean out that energy. Sage through the house. You want to start at your door and go clockwise and get all the corners. Even if it's just you just want to do your bedroom, or if you want to do the whole house, you just go clockwise from the front door and then come back.
And
to
don't
the
forget
front door.
To get underneath things.
Yes.
Okay. Under the bed, under the cabinet, because a lot of times stuck vibration and stuck energy is there, and it could make you sick. I know that after, you know, there's an illness that goes through the house, one of the first things I do is I either take frankincense, which is an
antiviral,
or I take sage and I go through and just change that vibration and open up the windows. Once I'm done saging, then open up all the windows and just let that vibration go out. Plus, with it being fall, we can now open up the windows and not die. It was 77 degrees today, which was nice and cool.
Yes.
For us.
I'm loving this weather. I can't tell you how much I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, and so we can open the windows again. We can turn off the air conditioner and just let that, you know, let that flow through, let that energy, that air flow through.
That's just prepping everybody for the full moon next week.
Yes.
Make sure that everybody has their plans in motion, because time flies. I mean, hello, September. We've got 4 months of 2017 left.
Yeah.
4 months.
And we're already planning. Yeah. Christmas is around the corner, guys.
No, my holiday's first, ma'am. Ma'am. My holiday's first, ma'am.
I am very aware of that. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, too, so don't forget that.
Oh, that'll be so good, too. I do love the whole fall thing. I think fall and winter are my favorite seasons.
Yeah, mine, too. I'm a bear, though. So
don't get me wrong. I love spring, and, in fact, some of my irises rebloomed.
Yes.
I was so super excited about it.
I think they're confused. So, like, my Japanese cherry blossom gets confused every once in a while.
Well, some of my irises are supposed to be rebloomers. They're supposed to bloom in both the spring and the fall.
Ah.
So, but some of them, I think some of them are confused, and there's only one that's really on track, and that's the one that bloomed again.
Yeah.
And then my black elephant ear is getting ready to have a blossom, so I don't know what that flower is going to look like.
Yeah.
We had to bring it in because of the storm coming through. It's going to tear it up. So, my house is littered with plants at the moment.
I do like all seasons. My favorite are fall and winter. You know, I do like after the cold, okay, it starts to get warm. You can go to the beach.
Yes.
We go to the beach a couple times or whatever and enjoy the ocean. I like being out in the water, jumping the waves.
I do like all seasons, too. I just feel like we get a overrush of summer.
Yes.
There is fall and spring.
And I prefer to be cold than hot.
Yes. Because you can always cover up. You can't always take off.
Right. And my house is usually 68 degrees, and today was cold in here. And it's not usually that cold for me. I like the blanket.
I'm on 72. That's usually where I keep it. And
yeah.
Others say that's too cold, but that's because they work out in the sun all day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but at least 68 should be freezing.
Yeah.
Should be shivering.
She'd be in galoshes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So we keep the house around 68. Plus, it's cool at nighttime. I like it. I like it cool.
Well, I have tons of dogs in the bed. So that's, you know, it's a two-dog night. It's you got two 60, 65-pound dogs that are trying to lay in the bed with me. Yeah. I don't need any. I got enough body. If I even have space in the bed to lay down.
Well, even my little 8-pound Olive, she's a nice butt warmer. You know, I said on the couch and she cuddles up to my butt, and I always said to her, if you keep my butt warm, I'll keep your butt warm. And she gets really close
in.
She snuggles in. Yep. So we are at 20 minutes till the hour. So, all right, everybody who's been waiting out there on Facebook and what have you, everybody on the Spiritual Radio Network or through Blog Talk, these are the rules of the game. If you would like a goddess box, the September goddess box, this is what you're going to do. Once we end the show tonight, I am going to post a picture of the goddess box for September. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to like it. You're going to want to tag a friend. And you're going to encourage your friend to tag people. The thing is, I need you to tag 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least 3 people. You can tag more. Mm-hmm. If you want to tag more, go ahead, tag more. And share it with them and get them to say something, say hi, say thank you, say I want the goddess box, send it to me, whatever you want to do in a post, but make sure that you tag at least 3 people. And
you
then
you have to know at least 3 other goddesses, as
yes,
beautiful as you are.
Yes. Who needs an uplift? Who needs a goddess box?
Mm-hmm.
Once the week is over, so by Sunday the 3rd, we are going to then announce on Tuesday the 5th who the winner is, and we're going to send out that box to them. And then we'll get your contact information. If you are on Blog Talk, you better get on Facebook. Either go to the Spiritual Radio Network or Anaswara Erica. And once you see those posts, I mean, it doesn't matter where they're at, or even through Prasad Healing, Maida Minx will put, will repost my picture.
Mm-hmm.
Leia will through Breathe and Believe and
her pages.
And her pages and everything. Wherever you see it, wherever you see that picture, just put in a comment and tag a friend. At least 3 women, and get them to hopefully tag more, at least 3. And then, like I said, we'll do a special number. We'll come up with a special number and we'll pick the person from that. So if you're out there, be awake. And for the next at least 15 more minutes or so until we close the show, right after I close the show, I'm going to go ahead and post that and we will get your box out to you. I know Crystal should have her box by now. I haven't seen a post from her yet, but I did ask her because she got last month's box.
Mm-hmm. She was our lucky winner last month.
Our lucky winner. And so we want to...
Our lucky goddess.
Right. And we want to send this out to you. It's important to us. We set up the altar. You can do it however you want to. I put the goddess in a picture frame. If you have it backed up to a wall, I mean, it's just easier. So I can show you guys again. Oops, sorry. I'm not a camera person, but see how we have everything set up. You're going to use your crystal for meditation. You can keep it around in your pocket. There's, of course, the incense. There's the scrub and the oil. And the bracelet is over there near the candle. I actually have you plugged in because my battery was dying on my phone. So I can't extend my hand over anymore. So we have that. And we encourage you to tune in every Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, and every second Monday. Second Mondays are going to be dedicated strictly to Goddess Talk, and Leia will actually be up with us chatting about the goddess and getting on Breathe and Believe and what have you, so that we can air that. And then every Tuesday night, we are going live as usual. I'm going to have the setup a little bit different so that it's easier for us to work in right now. I just haven't had a chance to move things around, but this is what we're working with right now. And we're going live, and we hope that we see you guys. You're more than welcome to chat with us while we are on Facebook Live if you had a question or what have you. Crystal actually joins, and she says, I haven't been home, but thank you. So, hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. So when you get home, just open up the box and smell everything, and then write us a beautiful post, and we'll see. So once again, I'm going to post a picture of the goddess box for September, and I'm going to put some information in there and just reply and tag three beautiful goddesses, if not more. And we'll keep it going. And then, like I said, you'll have until the 3rd. And then on the 3rd, who knows, we may go live in the middle of the day on a Sunday. What do you think of that?
I'm game.
We may choose our winner just live. We can do that. When we go Facebook Live, we can even go Blog Talk Live all at once.
And you're really going to give me a run for my money with all these lives, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe. We're still
goodness.
Talking. I'm kind of putting her off guard here. So
she's liking this live feeling. I just come, I'm like, we're going live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going live. We're going
all
live.
Right.
We got to get our faces out there. We got to get people to see us. Crystal says, absolutely. So.
Okay.
So she's out there. All right. If anybody would like to call in and ask us any question about anything, we'll take any callers tonight. Our phone number is 929-477-2768. If you have a question, push 1. I'd love to hear anybody out there who has our goddess box.
Yeah, I would too.
Because we've got plenty of emails through.
We did.
Or if you're interested or have questions about the goddess box or anything, we still have some time here, or we're just going to wrap it up, but it's completely up to you. Once again, don't forget about Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can catch those, and that relieves a little bit of Monday night stuff that we have going on.
And it is going to be one of those things that's not going to be necessarily, like we said, a set topic. We're going to go over many different things. It'll go over, you know, the season coming up, any Sabbaths, any holidays, the moon energy, the solar energy, any harvest things that are going on for fall, you know, and then as we go in through the seasons, that sort of thing. And just things that happen. And honestly, you guys can write to us and talk to us and tell us what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about.
Yeah, call in with questions and let us elaborate. Between, you know, us two and us three, when Leia's here, we have so much information. And I've been teaching for so many years. And my dearest cousin out there who is just getting Reiki certified, you know, after me hounding her for years to tell her to step into her spiritual body, she's finally realizing what's happening. And it's making her life so much easier. And, you know, the big message is that a spiritual life may not be easy, but
it's so worth it.
It's so worth it. When you understand how to work with energy and you step into being the creator of your own life and understanding how the universe works, and it always works in your favor, then every little hiccup that happens, you can look back and you can stop. And then this was a big message today. Just stop and go, everything's happening for a reason. I may not understand it, but it's happening.
Right.
And regardless of what it is, I know that it's always working in our favor. And I know that that's really a hard concept to get, because I want to talk about, you know, when we get into enlightenment and power, I want to talk about my journey. You know, and how I stumbled across these things. And you know, there's some things that we look at and we go, oh my gosh, this is the worst situation in the world. But always we can look back in hindsight and go, well, that's why that happened. Because this was supposed to happen. And, you know, whatever. I mean, I always refer back to the very first boyfriend. You know, when we broke up with them or they broke up with us, it was always the end of the world at that moment. It's like, I can't survive anymore. I can't live.
And now we say, thank God.
Thank God. Thank God I am not with them anymore, you know, or thank you for not letting this happen, you know.
Yeah, I've definitely had some flashbacks where I was like, oh my goddess, thank you, I'm not in that situation anymore. I mean, I've been single for 4 years now, and even though, yes, I mean, it's a single life, but, you know, a friend of mine actually says that she's dating herself. When she was single, she dated herself. She took herself to dinner. She knew what she wanted. She opened the door for herself. She treated herself. If she didn't feel like treating herself, she stayed in and treated herself. So it's a very different way of thinking about it. So I have to kind of flip the switch and say, I'm not single. I'm dating myself.
You are.
But it's one of those things that it's like, you know, sometimes you do want that companionship.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look at it, I'm like, I'm such a loner. It's not even funny.
I have friends, and this was before, that would say, oh, you should go out and date. You should get married again. And then they would tell me about all the problems that they have in their marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
why would I want to get married again? Because you're telling me all about all this stuff. No,
yeah.
No, I don't want to get married again. I'm done with that. I did it once. I was on the merry-go-round once, and I got off the merry-go-round, and I don't need to ride that ride anymore.
Yeah, I was engaged twice, and I don't know. I did my, for anybody that's watched Practical Magic, which is kind of my go-to movie, Midnight Margaritas, hello.
Yeah.
She conjures her true love spell in the beginning of the movie, so I did my true love spell, and when we find each other, we'll know, and that'll be fun. But until then, I'm just,
yeah, we can talk all about all that fun stuff and how to, you know, soulmate and how to.
Yeah, that's one of my spell jars I was making today was for passion, and it's that twin flame type of primal connection. So
and just a tidbit of information out there. Quick advice. Crystal says, quick advice for getting out of a funk. You know what? Go find the craziest fun music you can. Turn it up high and start dancing around.
Yeah.
That's going to change your vibration and your mood right away. And dance silly. You know, whether you're doing the Carlton or whether you're doing, you
yeah,
know, just something.
That'll definitely impress
you. That's going to change your funky mood. It's just a vibration that's going through. You can do that or, she says, and perhaps how to use a new moon energy for this purpose.
To get out of a funk. With the new moon?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you... I would almost use a full moon to get out of the funk. You want to release the funk. So it's, I know with myself this past month, I actually did a ritual every night from the full moon to the new moon because I wanted it to wane. I wanted all those attributes and things I didn't like,
mm-hmm.
I wanted their power to wane with the moon. So part of my ritual is that I would say whatever it was and that they were waning with the moon. And I just, every night, I put that intention out there. I had my candle for release and just getting rid of the funk. And I had a whole ritual planned out for the new moon and was going to do the final release. And I feel like I did it even before that. Like, I haven't had any need to do it.
Yeah.
So that's a very good thing. And then the new moon would be to boost it. Once you get rid of that energy and you fully release it and you let it go, then your new moon, you would boost that energy. So I would sage yourself. You start at your head, go outside, start from your head all the way down to your feet, give all that energy back to the earth. And then that do that for the full moon, and then the new moon you can actually do a rosemary smudge.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary. And if you don't have a smudge, I make them, but if you don't have them and you have some rosemary oil, you can just anoint yourself with some rosemary oil and just kind of envision that giving you, because it's for new beginnings is a lot of times what they'll use rosemary smudge for. And this way it'll uplift you. It actually smells very sweet, too.
And then afterwards, you can go in and blast that music and just dance around.
Yes, I do. I do agree with the whole dancing around, just letting it go. I actually used to belly dance, and I actually have belly dance in front of people before that I used to work with, that it was for a baby shower, and they didn't realize that I used to belly dance. And I'm a thick chick. I'm a 6 foot thick chick. And I don't always come across the most sassy and femininely divine.
Yeah.
But when I could shake it like a tail feather, they didn't realize it. And the girl actually fell out of her chair.
Yes.
It was something she will never live down.
Well, I do that in the beginning of classes sometimes. You know,
yes,
it's like,
do.
Okay, you know, let's get rid
the
of
hands
it.
Clap song.
She said, LOL, okay.
The hand clap song.
I can make your hands clap.
Yeah, she sang that all the time. I actually have it on my Amazon account now, too.
Just something silly. Just something to get you moving, because what happens, what funk is, if you want to know what funk is, it's stuck energy.
It's residual. It's just sticking.
It's out. Just stuck, you know, and the way that you release it is, you know, you work it out. And however, whether, you know, whether you're playing salsa music, whether you're playing dance music or whatever, whatever's going to get you up or whatever, you know, new music out there just gets you singing along.
Yes.
You know, even if you have to play it over and over and over again, and even if you're crying through it, because crying helps release.
Yeah.
Just move. Just get your body to move. Because, you know, for too long, we sit up at desks and we're in front of computers. You know, me, it's 6 hours a day, sometimes even more, depending on what I'm working on. And when we sit for too long, and, you know, then we start to pull in all of this resentment.
Yeah.
You know, resentment for everything and everyone in our past. You know, and just to move that, go outside, dance around. You don't even need music. You can dance under a full moon. You can, you know, you can shake it, or you could just get in your car and, you know, blast.
That's
music.
What I like to do. I get in my truck, I turn on the radio, I sing, I dance. People look at me like I'm weird, but that's what I do.
I had a client who was just, she was stuck. She was stuck in the past, and you know, it broke my heart to see her so upset. And one day she came up to my office here, and she sat down, and I was clicking around on the computer, and I just put on a song, and it was an old song, you know, something that we could sing to.
Right.
And all I did was have her sing, and I had her laughing, and she wasn't crying anymore. And I said, that's the movement that you have to do. We have Jennifer, who you met on the manifesting. Jen. She says, how do you stay 95% positive to attract positive without allowing others to move and avoid the shift and rebalancing yourself? So there's you're always going to be confronted with mirror images, or not. I'm saying mirror images because you can be in a very positive state, and there's always going to be somebody that's going to be negative towards it. And you kind of just have to, you know, one of my favorite things is that somebody who continues to attack you or is the victim in situations, I always say, I'm so sorry that you feel that way.
Yes, you do say that.
And it's because I'm not falling into the trap. I'm not falling into the game. I'm not falling into the negativity. So you have somebody who is around you who is negative. The best thing that you can do is not fall into their negative, because your positivity will cancel out their negative if we're talking, you know, scientifically. But you know what? I'm so sorry you feel that way. I'm going on with my life. I'm going on being happy. That's up to you if you want to stay stuck. So you're always going to, we always want to say like attracts like, but also what happens is the healers of the world attract the broken.
Yes, they do.
And the reason why we attract the broken is because they're seeking refuge, and they can look like anything. They can look like a lover. They can look like a parent. They can look like a best friend. They can look like somebody from your past coming back. And it's because they need healing. And just remaining in your positive state will seep into their negative. And a lot of times their negative is because they seek what you want.
Right. If you think about
not what you want, what you have, rather.
When you're positive, you're emanating a light source from yourself. So if you think about it, you're the light in somebody's darkness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're almost like the moonlight on a dark night to people that are negative or very down or very just withdrawn and not in the best state of mind. And so they immediately go to that light source. They immediately want to try to find a way to uplift themselves. And sometimes if you don't bubble yourself, if you don't make sure you have your shields up, you will get drained from that sometimes.
Right. So I'm sorry that you feel that way, but.
Which is a good, I mean, it's very simple. It's not really derogatory in any way. It's like, I'm sorry you feel that way, but
Yeah. And if you do take on the challenge to assist them, you have to go in with the attitude of non-attachment to it.
Yes.
You know, don't.
You can't control what's going on in their life.
Right. You can't control what's going on in their life. You can't control what they do. You can't control whether they take your advice or not.
Right.
You know,
free will.
Right. When I teach my intuitive development classes, what I tell everybody is that it's not your responsibility what they do after they receive the information. So if I say, you know, Mary Jane, you're going to get into a car accident when you leave here, make sure that you make a right to the left. Let's say she made a left and she got into the car accident. That's not my responsibility anymore.
No.
The minute she leaves, she has the information, and what she does with it is on her.
Yeah.
And so we have to detach from that. So you just have to stay in your positive state. You cannot be responsible for what other people do. You can give them all the help and advice. Just don't let them drain you, because that's where Crystal says, I'm ready for this class. Well, it's coming October, so we'll get you in. Don't worry.
You can actually hold crystals. I know I used to carry a citrine, a carnelian, an amethyst, and a quartz. And I actually used to put it in my drinking water.
Uh-huh. Let me write this down while you're talking.
Because for me, it was a way to stay positive and confident, and to amplify, the quartz amplifies every energy.
Right.
But also the amethyst, because it helps with dispelling any negative emotions.
Right.
But you can carry them in your pocket. You can carry them. I don't usually have pockets, so I use a woman's pocket, which is the bra.
Yep.
That much closer to the body. You can put them in your drinking water, because those are okay in your drinking water.
Anything that ends in ite, don't put it in water though.
Right.
Selenite, malachite, ite. If it ends in ite, there's pyrite. They're usually salt based, and
right,
they will break down over time.
Yes.
And they're not. And plus, malachite is poisonous.
Yes.
So we want to be careful with that.
They do have books out there that tell you about elixirs with crystals and stuff like that, but usually they're fairly cheap on Amazon.
Right, but they have those tumblers that you can put pictures into. You could put chips into them.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you untwist
they're infuser type balls.
Yeah, they're infuser type balls, but they go between two pieces of plastic. So, like, if you can put a picture in there, if you want to put your own photo in there, you can. Or you can put chips down into it. So you can actually infuse it. They also have lavender, because it's amethyst. They have amethyst sticks, swizzle sticks that you can put in your water.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, they have all kinds of cool things out there. I mean, you can, of course, just drop stones in there. Or if you do want to have the infusion of an ite stone or a poisonous stone, you can tape it or glue it to the outside of your water bottle. So she goes, yes, cool, I want one. If I can find the Amazon link to them, I'll put the link up so that you can do that. And then you just get chips and you can just put them in and you can keep it there and it will infuse into the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Very nice.
The other thing that I was going to tell you about was hematite. Hematite, really what it does is it absorbs negative energies.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was working at the store, a lot of people would come in and say, well, my hematite broke. I don't know how it happened, but it broke. Hematite fills up. And when it can't take anymore, it breaks. So people who wear hematite rings, it's not because you've knocked it. It's because it could be in your pocket. You could be walking along and all of a sudden it starts to crumble. And the reason for that is because it gets so full of negative energy that it just breaks. And you can bury it and get a new one, or you can throw it into the ocean. So if you aren't clearing out your stones, it's an important thing to do as well. You know, and all you need to do is you can spray them down with sage spray, or you can take ocean water and wash them in ocean water or through running water, even at the faucet.
Actually bury them in the dirt for 24 hours in clean soil.
Or salt.
Yep.
You can do it in salt. You can run them through a sage smudging. You can do that. I have a huge smoky quartz downstairs that I'll just turn the faucet on and just hold them underneath it.
Right.
You know, and just let that water run. She says, I can attest. You've had hematite break, Crystal. I'm sure that's what she's talking about. That it that it just crumbles. So be careful with things and make sure that you do clear them out. Not all crystals will do that, though.
Right.
Rose quartz actually is notorious for breaking, too.
Really?
Yes. I've had a lot of rose quartz break. Not me personally, but I've had people come to me with rose quartz.
I actually haven't had any crystals of mine break, thank goddess, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen. I've been blessed in that way. But I usually do soak mine in sea salt, sea salt water, and put them out under the new moon. They usually
Put them in your winter. She had a had a hematite ring that broke. And so, yeah, put them in the windowsill on a new moon, too. You can recharge them. They're just like batteries. They just need to be recharged. If they're feeling icky, I guess maybe they don't feel good, definitely get them into some salt. Get them into some running water. Are there any other questions out there? I only know that I know Crystal and Jennifer are on. If there's anybody else out there who has any questions. Anybody? Anyone? Let me see over on the studio. We have no callers in. Yes, let's see. Jennifer says, rose quartz broke on me. It was a heart I kept in my bra, too. I figured it worked out my heart issues. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. And of course, it's okay to get another one. It's not that rose quartz fills up. What it does is it sends you love.
Mm-hmm.
And rose quartz is about loving yourself.
Yes, that's a very big misconception with rose quartz.
Yes.
Rose quartz, they always think it's going to bring love in the form of a partner. And it's actually not. It brings you self-love and a connection to yourself. Because truthfully, until you love yourself, you can't really love anybody else, and nobody else can love you because you don't know how to love yourself. So you don't know what that love feels like.
Right. So, it does work on your heart chakra. And it does see when you love yourself, you're going to attract love. You're going to attract the same way. So that's the misconception of it, that it attracts love. No, it gives you the love. It brings out the love in you for yourself so that you can attract the love that you need in your life.
Right.
So we have Crystal that says she enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Crystal. And good night to you too. And we're going to close up. And I don't have our paper. Do you have our closing paper?
I have our paper. Oh my goodness. See, I have our paper.
And I don't. And
I'm
ill prepared. I got up here and I had 5 minutes left.
Oh my goodness. What is up?
All right, guys, ladies, goddesses out there.
Yes.
Remember, a goddess is a woman who is in the process of learning to know, accept, and love herself on all levels, mind, body, and spirit.
A woman who, because she focuses on personal growth and self-awareness, experiences with peace, love, and joy.
A woman that understands she has unlimited capacity to make her life anything she wants.
A woman who is inspired to give to those around her a sense of gratitude and abundance.
The goddess in me honors the goddess in you. And
good
until
night.
Next time, good night. And
yes,
please
next
stay tuned.
Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday.
9:00.
Different show. Same people as you're talking to right now. Different show. We are going to be mentioning the goddess boxes, but we're not going to be focusing in on goddess stuff. We're going to be focusing on the more universal.
So next Tuesday.
All right. So good night, Jennifer. Good night, Crystal, and everybody else that's out there.
Good night.
Good night, guys.